Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
These sentences weren't that bad.
No, they were pretty easy. We're pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
Say, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Every once in a while.
Okay. Is it okay if I start adjusting the first line?
Absolutely.
First
whatever you've done, you do.
Okay.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Okay.
And whatever you want to bravely.
Yeah. Attempt.
Okay.
You're welcome to do it.
Okay.
Hate bhartari vaikalvyat klindanti tadri striyah ajastrahi akshubhistanam bhistasam
ashubhi, right?
Oh, that's what it is. I couldn't figure out.
Ajastrahi
ashubhi. Oh, ashrubhi. I'm thinking that's akshubhi. Ashrubhi tasam klityanti nayanani cha. Hate is from Han. Hat is the PBB, and so hate is in the locative, in killing. Bhartari is from Bhartra, which is husband, so it's the accusative plural, I think.
Actually, this hate bhartari is an absolute locative construction.
Oh, so this is also in the killing of the husbands.
And hata is a PPP, right?
Yeah.
So that would be like when the husband is killed or was killed.
Okay.
Because if it's a PPP and an absolute locative, it'll show sequential.
Yes.
Like after the husband or when the husband was killed.
Got it. Okay.
We'll talk about why that's in the singular later. See, it's
what,
that's
that's what's throwing me off, because you're talking about
wives. You know why? Because each woman has only one husband.
Oh.
So even though it's a group of people, a group of women.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I've seen this construction is there. We wouldn't say that in English, but we would understand.
That it was each individual.
Mm-hmm. A group of women, when their husband, for us it's like, this group of women has only one husband.
Translating it in Hindi and thinking if it's the same way in Hindi, and I think it is. Jab unka pati mara, unka, so you say their pati husband. When their husband, instead of their husbands, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Whereas we wouldn't do that in English, right? We'd be, you mean all these women have the same husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sabka pati mara.
Yeah.
So hate bhartari, when their husband was killed. Vaikalvyat is an ablative, I think, from vaikalvya is vyakul, sad, or
agony or anguish.
And then klindanti, I looked this up in the bag. There's a klind and klid, and klind is one P, so klindanti is the atitati, is the third person singular present tense from klind, and it means to lament.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it plural?
It's plural, anti.
Right, titanti. Oh, sorry, did I say singular?
You said singular.
Oh, sorry, I just meant third person plural present tense. Right. Tadris triyaha. And I think this one I looked up. So this is where the irregular declension comes in for stri goes to striya before vowel termination is said. And this was number number five, I think.
No, it's
first three.
Well, they give you the sample, right, on the page. And Stri is number six, number five.
Right. So it's number five in lesson six in Israeli.
But they give the example of it, of Stri and then Shri underneath.
Awesome.
See?
So Tadri Sriya means wife of the enemy, and in this case, so the substantive is Stri with a long E, and that long E goes to Ia by this irregular declension. And so this would be, actually I wasn't sure, I guess this would be in the plural.
Non-plural,
right. Now the second line, so Ajastrahi, I can't remember if I looked at this or not. Ajastrahi was, oh right, Ajastra is continuous, frequent. So Ajastrahi looks like an instrumental plural.
It is instrumental plural.
Okay. Ajastrahi, and then Shubhihi, okay, so that's also instrumental plural.
Mm-hmm.
So that's adjectival to Shubhihi, and I don't know what Shubhihi means.
Ashru, tears.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, by the continual tears.
Mm-hmm.
Tasam is some pronoun. Is there?
Feminine from sa, right? From tet.
Right.
The feminine tasam.
Genitive
plural.
Okay. And then klidyanti is now from klid, which is 4P, so it has a y in it,
mm-hmm,
for the third person plural present ending. Nayanani, I think, is from Nayana, which are eyes,
mm-hmm,
right? Nayana. And then Nayanani is Palampalipalani, so it's just a nominative plural, ch and. So when the wife's husband was killed. No, wait. When their husband was killed, wives of the enemy were in agony and lamenting.
Yeah.
And their
were lamenting because of agony. Even though it's present tense in English, that'd be sound off. Awkward,
right.
But it is present tense. The wives of their enemy. What about the Tud? Tud is part of the compound, right?
Oh.
Tud, Adi.
This entire thing was given as one substantive, I think,
mm-hmm,
wasn't it?
I took it that way, like Adi Shriyaha, but then with the Tud, their enemy.
They just gave it as one whole thing,
mm-hmm,
in the vocabulary.
So I didn't know.
Did they put Tud there in the vocabulary?
It was a whole word. It was the whole word given.
Oh, they included the
Tud. Yeah, they did.
So then it's their enemy, the wives of their enemy.
Tadri Stri is a wife of his enemy.
Shri has the feminine, plural, the wives of the enemy of them. No, you don't have that?
Or him. So it didn't,
or of him.
Wives, it just says wives of his enemy.
Oh, his. Okay, then it's singular. We don't know with the Tud.
Yeah.
Whether it's singular, dual, or plural, we don't know what case it's in. So it just depends on the context. So if in the book it says of his enemy, then it would break down, and when you do the vigraha, separating the compound, it would break down into tasya.
Oh.
If in the context it was their enemy, when you break it, it would be teshan.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to supply that, and you can only supply it by context.
But why does that break into tasya or teshan? That is.
It depends on the context, because in the compound, all of the endings are eliminated.
Yeah, it's in its
standard
form.
No, I just meant I didn't know what Tud is.
Tud is just the, like, substantive.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's the pronoun.
It's not declined.
It's the substantive that gets declined as either
tasya
or
tesha.
Yeah. Right.
You see it?
Okay.
So it means his enemy.
Right. So when the... So the wives of his enemy were crying in agony when...
Because of agony.
From agony.
From out of
agony. Ablative sense, right?
Yeah.
When the husband was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And Ajastrahi Ashrupihi. and their eyes were... so this is continual tears. Sorry, Clithianthi, I've forgotten the meaning.
To become damp or wet.
And so their eyes became damp from the continual flow of tears.
Mm-hmm.
Nayanani. Nayanani is all... You're right, so that's mm-hmm. the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to chant it, Kiki?
Read it.
Mm-hmm.
Hate Bhartari.
Hate Bhartari. Bhartari.
Vaikalvyat.
Vaikalvyat.
Klindanti.
Klindanti.
Vaikalvyat.
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 Yeah. Vaikalvyat. Klindanti.
Tadristriyaha.
Tad-aristriyaha.
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 Say
that again.
Tad-aristriyaha.
Ajastraihi.
Ashrubhihi.
Tasam.
Tasam.
Klidyanti.
Klidyanti.
Nayanani cha.
Nayanani cha.
Tadat yasau danam bhuri brahmano brahmanebhyo dine dine tadate brahmanaha tasmai santushtaha nityam ashishaha. Dadati is third person singular present, gives from Da.
Mm-hmm.
Asau is he, from us, adas, nominative singular. Tanam is wealth, and what did I say that for? It's accusative. Bhuri is an indeclinable meaning much. He gives much wealth. He gives a lot of money, or he gives much money to the Brahmins. To the Brahmins, and that is dative plural. Brahmins, sorry. Every day by day, dine dine, which is day by day, or what did you, can you say every day?
Yeah.
Okay, day by day. So day by day he gives...
Or each day.
Each day he gives much wealth to the Brahmins.
Yeah.
Dadate, present third person plural, and atmane, pada, brahmanaha. So the Brahmins give, and that's nominative plural. Tasyai, dative singular to him. Santushtaha, the pleased Brahmins give to him. That's nominative plural. Nityam, eternal. And Shishaha, which is feminine nominative plural, blessings. So basically, he gives much wealth to the Brahmins day by day or each day. The pleased Brahmins give to him eternal blessings.
No. Eternal, it's all right.
Okay.
Give to him blessings, but Nityam just means always.
Always? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or continuing. It's used adverb.
Oh, okay.
We're used to it in Vedanta as Nityam means free from time, timeless, or eternal. In relative eternality.
Okay.
But just as an adverb, it just means always.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, one thing.
I was just going to say that the irregular noun is ashish. Ashish.
Ashish.
Ashish. That's right. And it's number 26.
It's ashis, right?
Ashis, that's right.
Yeah.
And the thing to note here is that it changes to the shisha.
Right. Yeah.
And that's on 127. There's a few that do that, make that change. Oh, I just found a word I couldn't find.
Which one?
What?
Which one?
Adbihi. So that came up in a later sentence, I think.
Adbhuta.
Yeah.
Adbhuta.
What does that mean?
A wonder. Something wondrous.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So that,
we had that before.
Yeah.
We did. I knew it. I'm like, I couldn't.
Do you know in the... In Viveka Chudamani, that verse, what a wonder. It's always, what a wonder is the Sisha who such and such, or what a wonder to get a human birth and all that.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you something about your pronunciation, because it's getting so good.
Yeah.
It's so good, so now I want you to make it a little bit better. And this is how Kiki will have to help us. Because I have to work on this all the time myself, so let me tell you.
Okay.
You have to start being really conscious of aspirate and non-aspirate. Yeah. That's the thing. Really conscious about that.
Okay.
Really conscious about dentals and linguals. You know? And,
oh my gosh.
What was squirrels
that? Two squirrels were chasing each other.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, they'll run across the roof. They'll jump down onto my porch and then fly over to the tree. It's amazing. So why don't you read it, Kiki, and then we'll... But so if you start working on that...
Yeah.
Dadati asau.
Dadati.
Dadati?
Yeah, the first one.
Dadati.
First one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I've written all over several times. Yeah. Dadati asau.
Dadati asau.
Dhanam bhuri.
Dhanam bhuri.
Brahmanebhyo.
Brahmanebhyo.
Dine.
Dadate.
Brahmanaha.
Brahmanaha.
Tasmai.
Santushtaha.
Nityam.
Ashishaha. There's one other thing I meant to teach. I always teach students when you're teaching them pronunciation at the very beginning. For Westerners, when you aspirate a fourth letter, like say a ba, when you aspirate it, it automatically pulls it up to a hard. Because when you're pushing, it pushes it out of the voice box up to the top of the voice box, the vocal cords, and that makes it an hard aspirate. So say if you say buri, or say you say when you said dhanam, it sounded like tanam.
To me, that sounded like
and I do that too. I have to be really, every time I see an aspirate soft consonant, I have to keep it down inside the voice box because it automatically comes up. So you have to say, like if you just say dhanam, it gets a th.
Yeah, it does.
You know, right? So you have to say dhanam. You have to keep it low.
Dhanam.
It's the same puri.
Puri.
Puri. Otherwise, it's puri.
Yeah, you're right.
If I say booty without thinking about it, it starts coming up to a pa sound.
Yeah.
You won't have the problem.
You know, I'm trying to recognize the problem.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Anyway.
I notice that when you say, like, tunum, I notice that your voice is lower when you say that.
I know.
I can hear. Now I understand why.
Yeah.
Because you know that it's a...
I'm trying to keep it down, and it does come lower sometimes, which I don't want it to, but it does.
No, I think it's helpful. Yeah. I mean,
but I'm just trying to tell you what happens there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So has it not become automatic for you yet?
No. Maybe if I was in India and talking Sanskrit,
you know what the difference is between children and adults, that it does become, because I spoke it as a child, you know, why is it automatic and why is an adult, maybe you don't speak it frequently.
I know,
and that's
but
the
see,
reason.
Your English is wonderful, but you still have an Indian accent.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
See, but you say of course, well,
it's the same thing.
And you speak English all of the time.
The difference in my English accent is not that I can't say, you know, I say can't instead of can't. But that's different from not being able to say ka or ka, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
But you have... It's not that you say can't instead of can't. There's an Indian flavor to your English, and
the
it's because...
With
inflection flavor. I mean, there's a sense of it being an Indian speaking English. And that's because the whole... voice system is geared towards developed toward an Indian language.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to be somebody like Prabhu or Swami Vaigishananda
to practice intensely.
Intense practice.
Mm-hmm.
Countless hours.
Yeah.
Countless hours.
Yeah.
And to the point where his English is Indian.
That's now
it is.
Yeah.
I think he's Indian
at first.
No, I know. Because he practiced so much that his system has actually changed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and so we could all do that. I suppose we could all totally
immerse ourselves.
Well, you wouldn't be working at your job then.
It would have to be your commitment, you know.
For English, we just don't use our voice in the same way. It's so foreign. Like,
even our tongue is not used in the same way at all.
Like to do the I mean, to go from a sh to a sh, that is like my tongue gets, I can't, it's so difficult to do that.
Yeah.
That is super, super hard.
But it's actually stunning to me how well you can just read this completely. It's stunning to me how all the students, I'm the only Indian in class.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Virginia and everyone who reads this, it's just amazing. And they can, because I was with them when they started.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
The progression, Oh, that's great.
Very quick.
You know whose pronunciation I was noticing is getting good is Peter's.
Yeah.
When he's chanting the rudram.
Yeah.
Because he practices, he'll take one verse a week and listen to that verse thousands of times.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was noticing when he was chanting the other day,
And he also has a very deep, resonant voice.
Yeah.
So it's nice to, the timbre of his voice.
Well, he sounds like a...
And he was, you could hear his voice a lot more last Saturday, because I guess he's practicing speaking out more. Yeah, I noticed it too.
Yeah, you did? Mm-hmm. Yeah, last time was the first time I noticed.
Yeah.
Sharda too. Sharda is very nice.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so I'll try this next one.
Okay.
Asau, swapnaya, swapnayam, swapnaya mana, maybe?
Yeah,
mana.
Swapnaya mana.
Swapnaya mana, api, kathate, na atmano, gunan. Kathayanti jana eva tasya, tan adbhutan bhuvi. So asau is his nominative singular. Swapnaya manaha is just like something mana is even in or just
no
in, right?
It's mana is the present participle apaneka. And swapnaya is a denominative. You haven't learned denominatives. So they have to do with making verbs out of nouns. And then it becomes an apanepada, swapnaya plus mana, swapnaya mana.
So it's actually present participle.
Mm-hmm.
It's present participle of a denominative.
Okay. Swapnaya mana. What am I thinking about that?
He did give that in the vocab, and he did say that it's a denominative.
Yeah.
Since we haven't learned it.
You haven't learned it yet. It comes later.
So swapnaya mana will be in the... it's not locative, is it?
No, mana. Like Ramaha.
Oh, well, it's just nominative singular. Yeah, okay. So now that that's the two nominative singular, api is even. Kathate, is that from like related to katha, which is telling a tale or saying, or kathate? I don't know what the.
It's like bragging or boasting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so then it must be related to katha, like
it
the
is,
tale
but,
or
but it's
story.
Different. Kat just means to like tell or relate or describe, but kat, this one. Means to brag or to boast or praise oneself, you know.
So kat is the substantive. So
yes.
Kathate.
Mm-hmm.
Kathate.
So.
Hold on.
Okay.
Kat. But I mean, kat is just with the tha, without the tha.
It's like this. It's in the substantive right there.
Hey,
so
if
you know this.
Oh, sorry, it's a verb. What am I doing? Yeah, it's atmane for the first person singular present tense. So so is bragging. Na atmano guran. So na atmano guran is his own gunas, his own qualities. So atmanaha, so that would be atmanaha.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also nominative. Guran is just.
Oh no.
I'll let you feature, Tara.
Guran is accusative singular. Atmanaha.
Yes.
Atmanaha is.
It's Atman, so it's an unending.
Oh, so then it's also accusative singular. No, nominative singular.
It's genitive. Remember?
Atman is. Right. Okay. So it's genitive singular. His right. So that would
his
be
own,
his
right.
own. his own qualities.
Good qualities, right.
So, kathayanti. Kathayanti then must also be from kath. And this must be the irregular one. Maybe a year comes in or something like that. Is that what
this is actually a different...
It's a different substantive.
Yeah, it's the one you were talking about, to relate or to tell.
Oh, so then kathayanti will be to tell, and then it's just going to be present tense, plural.
That's right.
Person plural. So somebody, they tell, jana, the people tell. And then jana will also be a plural. Then is that a nominative plural? The people tell, eva, indeed. Tasya, his. Tasya is genitive singular. Tan is accusative plural from his. Adbhutan is what we just said.
Adbhut, yes,
is the wondrous. What is that? But adbhutan, I don't know what that ending is. Adbhut, I think, is the substantive, right?
It's one of our regular ones that I, like, this is the word I could, so, like, page 127, number 27, and,
what is adbhutan, tan, adbhutan?
Yeah, it's just, it's just accusative plural, but it's one of our regular, it's not really irregular here, but it's one of the words that falls into the category of the irregulars. It's just accusative plural.
Adbhutan is accusative plural. Okay. Thank you. And the substantive is adbhut.
It's,
with just tho and a halant under it.
You know, take the tan and adbhutan back to gunan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I don't know why I'm having a, but adbhut is just a tho, is just a consonant ending, and then tan is...
Adbhuta.
Adbhuta.
Like Rama.
Oh, it doesn't have a, it's an ending. It's not I thought it's adbhut, not adbhuta. That's
adbhuta.
What I was getting.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
I was
yeah, yeah.
Completely confused. Okay, adbhutan, Raman. Bhuvi. Bhuvi is from... Oh, it's bhuvi, not bhavi. So it's not bhav from is.
Mm-mm.
It's bhuva. I don't know actually what that
it's,
is.
It's from... it's bhu for earth.
Oh, so then
yeah,
bhuvi
it's irregular.
Is,
yeah.
Oh, it must be a locative or something.
It takes the... It goes to of... You know, it takes the... What do you call it? The... That's Sunday... You know, where it goes from u to of.
Yeah.
And then the lock, it just takes... It follows
so
the...
So is puhu is the substantive?
No.
No. Who?
It's bu, and it's feminine.
Bu, bu, bu.
And
oh, right, so that's the same one we saw before, where it takes the u endings will take the v.
Yeah.
So even a long u will take the short... uva,
yes.
Some uva. Okay. Oh, so then bhuvi is locative singular.
That's right.
On the earth.
That's right. It follows. Let's see. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
It's declined so like shri.
Yes, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yes. Three. Exactly.
Three.
Right. So this is the irregular one. So then, present. So. Swapnayamana is in his api. Even did we say that was singular? Katatena.
The what? The swap.
Swapnayamana.
It's singular and it's
nominative singular.
It's and it's a PAP.
So his dream.
Like while sleeping. It's going on at the
while
same...
While
yeah,
dreaming.
So even while sleeping, or even
that's
while dreaming.
That's the present participle tense.
Yeah.
Even while dreaming, he will not... He is not bragging... he is not bragging about his own gunas.
Mm-hmm.
The people tell... The people alone tell of his wondrous... The people alone tell of his... Tan adbhutan, the people alone tell of his wonders on this earth,
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Or those wonders.
Tan adbhutan, the people alone tell of those, of his wonders on the earth.
What did you say the top line was?
I said, even while dreaming,
yeah.
he is not bragging about his gunas.
He doesn't brag about his, yeah. Yeah, good.
Thank you, Tara. That was good.
You want to read for us, Kiki?
Yes. Aswal swapnama.
Asau.
Asau.
Asau. Swap. Swapnaya manaha.
Swapnaya manaha.
Api kathate.
Api kathate.
Na atmano gunan.
Na atmano gunan.
Kathayanti jana eva.
Kathayanti jana eva.
Tasya tan adbhutan bhuvi.
Tasya tan adbhutan bhuvi.
Vrishchakanam Ujanga.
Vrishchakanam.
Vrishchakanam Ujanganam Dorjananam Cha Vedhasa. Vedhasa. Vipajya Niyantam Nyastam.
Niyantam. Niyatam.
Niyatam?
Niyatam. Yeah, Niyatam. What do you have?
I have Nyastam.
No, before that.
Oh, Niyatam. Yeah, Niyatam, yeah. Nyastam.
Mm-hmm.
Bisham. Puche. Buke Hridi.
Buke.
Muke Hridi. Sorry.
Yeah.
Vrishchakanam is genitive plural for scorpions, and Bhujanganam is genitive plural for serpents, and Dorjanam is genitive plural for evil people. So we have, well, I have to just go through the whole thing. And then Cha, Vedhasa, Vedhasa, which is instrumental singular for, I'm not sure what this means here. I was confused by this. Would this be like the creator? Okay. Because the translation didn't really do very well with this one. Anyway, yeah. So creator is here. So, okay, I get it now. And then we have vipachya, which is V and Puch to divide. And it is an indeclinable past participle here. So having been divided. Nityam, no, niyatam is an adverb meaning truly. Nyastam is a PPP from yes. It's fourth gana, and it's neuter nominative singular here. Is that right? Yes, mm-hmm. Was placed.
Mm-hmm.
And then busham is poison or venom, accusative singular. And puche is locative singular for tail. And muke is puche. Puche. That, you got to do that in the back of your throat too, right? So you go puche. Anyway.
Muke.
Muke is locative singular for mouth. And ridi is a locative singular for heart. Uh-huh. So in the heart. So what I said was, having been divided by the creator, I'm not sure what to do with that truly, but truly, having been divided by the Creator, truly the poison was placed in the tail of the scorpions, in the mouth of the snakes, and in the heart of evil of the evil people.
Well, you know, Niyata, it has the sense of always having the same result. Like, poison is like almost systematically or by law, by vindi, you know, put in the mouth. In the mouth of the scorpion, in the tail, or in the tail of the scorpion, in the mouth of the snake, and in the heart.
Is that
and
like so, precisely?
Like we, yeah. Well, no, not precisely. One way they use niyata also is like, for instance, sukha and dukkha are niyata. In other words, sukha, they're dvandvas, they're opposites. Sukha and dukkha are two opposites. Hot and cold are two other opposites, right? So you have two types of opposites. One opposite is niyatam, the other is aniyatam. Sukha always is pleasure. Dukkha always is pain,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm.
But hot is not always pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And cold is not always painful.
Right.
Right? So they're aniyata.
Oh.
So not there's no consistency.
I see.
Here it's like by vidhi, by law.
Okay.
You know, this is by the laws of the creation. Mm-hmm. This is how Bhagavan mm-hmm. has apportioned visha, poison.
I see.
For all scorpions, poison goes in the tail.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
I see.
For all humans, poison goes into the heart.
Okay.
Like that.
Is it related to nyaya?
No, nyaya means logic. It also nyaya means logic, but it also a nyaya is also an aphorism, like
a nyaya
is also a special type of aphorism. And if you look it up in the back of Optes, they have all of the basic, all of the most important nyayas, but it has the other meaning of just being
the
logical.
The funny thing is, anyaya I think means a papa karma, right? Anyaya. This is anyaya. Oh, with an oh, the
anyaya.
Anyaya, at least in Hindi, means.
No, I don't know that one.
Anyaya.
I don't know. There's tons. Like here's one. I'll just say it in English. The illustration of whispering in the ear of a deaf man. That's anyaya. Even a stupid person does not adopt a course of action without a motive. And so these are just the little aphorisms that are thrown out, little truisms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Shankara will quote them at appropriate times,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that was Niyata.
Niyata.
Versus Nyaya.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say truly, it has that sense, like,
mm-hmm.
or verily, or I mean verily means it's, this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that sometimes he puts poison
right.
into the mouth
right.
of the
right.
scorpion.
Right.
Right.
Okay, do we read it?
Yes. Yeah, oh no, Kiki didn't read
it.
Rishchikanam.
Rishchikanam.
Bhujanganam.
Bhujanganam.
Durjananam.
Durjananam.
Javedhasa.
Javedhasa.
Vibhajya Niyatam.
Vibhajya Niyatam.
Nyastam Visham.
Nyastam Visham.
Uche Mukhe Hridi.
Uche Mukhe Hridi.
I don't know if I should have this one or not. Well, maybe I'll start and you can help me.
Sure. How are we
doing? Chandanaihi. Varchiteva Dvavardishaha.
Wait a minute. Chandanahi Charchiteva.
Oh, it's Charchiteva.
Yeah.
I can't read this.
Yeah.
Dvavardishaha Kashaihi Iva Shritaha Kshirena Kshalate. Oh, wait, let me see. I have no idea what this
oh,
is.
You know there's a typo there.
Where, in Kshira?
Oh, no, it's in the next line, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Kshalate could be one thing, Vorvi could be another thing, or Kshalate, Vorvi could be...
Urvi is feminine.
Urvi?
Urvi is feminine. Means
Urvi,
the earth.
Okay. Urvi means the earth, I see.
Tara, you do all this, I like to hear you.
Okay, well, the typo is the very first word of that line. It
Kshira?
Should be Kshirena.
Yeah, should be long
e. Kshi. Oh, you've got that in your book.
Yeah.
Sorry. That book
yeah,
has it correctly.
Yeah, typo, right.
Yeah.
So then the next one will be Kshalatevaha Urvi.
Mm-hmm. No.
Kshalateva, maybe?
No. Kshalataha.
No.
Okay, wait.
It's not Kshalataha?
Kshalati. Oh, Eva. E goes to
Eva.
A. So Kshalati. Kshalati. No, Kshalata Eva, Carol. Oh, and Eva become Eva.
I see what it is.
Is it going to be? Yes, but this is feminine.
It's
right?
feminine.
Feminine.
It's got to be Kshalata.
Kshalata Eva.
Kshalata.
Because yeah. I see. Yeah. Eva.
Kshalata
Eva.
Urvi, yeah, mm-hmm. for Earth.
Eva Urvi. Sharvarishe then will be. I guess Sharvarishe can be one word.
Yeah.
Virajati. Okay. I don't know the meanings of any of these words except Chandan. Chandan I know is sandalwood. So Chandanahi is instrumental plural from probably Chandana, from sandalwood. Charchiteva. Charchita in Hindi at least means something that's talked about. I don't know what the...
It's just like be smeared or smeared with. Or
oh, Charchiteva. And then so then the substantive is Charchita?
Yes. It's actually a PPP from charch. To smear.
Jyahu is feminine. Jo is feminine. So what
No, we are on the previous...
You're in Charchita.
Yeah.
So I'm saying...
Charchita. Yeah, it's the ta.
Charchita.
Because it's feminine here, yeah. And it's from, but it's from a, it is a PPP, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a PPP from church.
Charchita.
No, but
from the verb, yeah, church.
Church.
Which means to smear or besmear or anoint.
So charcha, church goes to charchita, is the PPP, and then how does churchy? Charchita come from charchit.
Well, the PPP is charchita.
Oh, yeah, but it's with a
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Charcha.
Okay. So charchit and then charchita will then be instrumental. Will also be instrumental plural then, right?
No, it's nominative. It should be nominative.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, what am I?
Charchita.
Oh.
It's nominative because it's going.
So it's charchita.
It's just charchita. It's just the feminine. It's a
like
feminine
Sita.
Nominative
like
singular. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So then nominative singular like Sita. Okay. Oh my goodness. Sorry. This is very
That's okay.
painful.
It's a lot. It's the
Dwaur Dishaha is something like two directions. Something. So dwahu no.
I'm not going to tell.
So now, do we get the Eva? Do we get the Eva back there with Charchita?
Yeah, Charchita,
Eva. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So then, this is one of our irregular words, and we came across this a couple weeks ago where it could actually be, they both have the same, it's nominative singular, and it could either be Div or Jo. They're both declined the same way, and they both can mean sky or heaven. So,
div or
and div. It's on, yeah, so look on page, for div, it's page 125, number 15, at the top.
Yes, div
yeah.
is dwahu.
Yeah, so we get that's for the nominative
becomes,
there.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
And then that means heaven.
Yeah, and then tyo is on page 123, number 18, and that's... Wait a minute.
Number 18.
No, I'm sorry. It's number... Where is it? Sorry.
Yeah, I think we did see this.
Where is it?
Right.
123. Oh, it is... It's 8... It's down under number 7C. Or no, it's number 8 is what it is.
Yes, I see it. Dio.
Yeah, so...
And that means light.
That also can mean sky.
Okay.
Or heaven.
Or light, I guess, okay.
Yeah.
They
day,
don't change
day,
title.
Yeah.
Oh,
one of them can also mean day, like, anyway.
Okay.
So, but they both have the same nominative singular declension, so it's either one of those, and it's...
So they both have the... So then this is actually diahu... Okay, and then dishaha is the separate direction, okay?
Yeah.
So then this is actually diahu, either heaven or... Well, we don't know what substantive, but it'll be nominative
it's,
singular regardless.
It's yeah, it's going to mean sky or heaven here.
Sky.
Yeah.
Okay. And then dishaha is also nominative singular, I guess, for direction.
It's actually from dish, and that's I think that's nominative plural. Am I right? That's
nominative plural
yeah.
from dish.
It's from dish.
Oh, anyway, because it's yeah. Okay,
it's feminine.
Plural from dish. Dish? What is... Oh.
It's...
It's awas, that's why. Oh, it's plural because it's the ending is awas.
Yeah.
Is that right, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
Dishaha. Okay.
Dishaha, plural.
Yeah.
It's awas.
It's awas, right.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's the substantive is without the so then the shah. Okay. And then it does mean direction.
Yep.
Or quarter.
Quarters.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this next one is Kashaihi Eva.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what Kashaihi.
They're white. There's some kind of white flowers.
Oh, okay.
What? It's just Kasha, so it's instrumental plural there.
Right. Instrumental plural, and then Eva is indeed Shritaha. I think I should not do the sentence because I don't know any of these meanings.
No, let Tara teach you. Then it's worthwhile.
Okay, so
she has to make it clear for her.
Shritaha looks like it could be some verb that is a PPP, Shrit, and then it could be Shritaha, like a nominative plural or something.
Perfect. It's from Shri. Yeah, Shri.
Okay.
And it is a PPP, and you're right, and it means what's covered with, to be covered with.
Oh, okay, so then this is nominative
plural
for it's covered with white flowers.
Right.
Okay, so something is smeared, the sky is smeared with sandalwood, and
And the Eva is going to be here, like, it's going to be like or as if. It's going to have
that sense.
Meaning, yeah. So, like the sky is smeared with sandal.
Okay. And
it's going to go like that.
And something is as if covered with white flowers.
Exactly.
In all quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kshirena is an instrumental singular from kshira, which I don't know what it means.
It means milk.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So by milk, kshalita, eva. Oh, right, this one we did. Kshalita is the feminine, and then eva. And then kshalita is also a nominative singular, and I don't know what it means again.
It's a PPP, and it's from the verb kshul. It's tenth gana.
Just.
And it means kshul. To wash. Yeah, kshul.
Kshul with an u?
No, just it's a kshul. Just a kshul.
Kshul. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. And it means to wash. So was washed.
Oh, was washed with milk. Okay. How? Then Uruvi, we said, is earth, right?
Yes.
And so this is just going to be
Uruvi.
Uruvi.
No, it's just Uruvi.
Uruvi.
Just nominative. Yeah.
It's just nominative singular. Sharvarishe looks like a locative singular ending.
Yes.
From the substantive Sharvarisha. And again, I don't know what Sharvarisha
means. So it's Sharvari, which means night, and then Ishe, which is Lord.
Oh,
so the Lord of the
Ishe,
night.
Ishe, the Lord of the night,
yeah.
The moon, maybe.
Right.
Sharvarishe. Okay. Virajati is, Viraj, this one I know. I think it means, so this is singular third person present tense ending from Viraj to abide, or to reign, or like a
or shine.
Thing will do.
Shine.
Oh, then I don't know. Okay. Virajati is also...
It means that too.
To rule. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, either way,
it
works.
And to shine.
Either way, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so then the Chintanahi Archita Eva Dwell. So the sky is... as though smeared by sandalwood in it just says the shaha in all directions in all quarters. The sky is as though smeared by sandalwood in all directions, and the
you're doing something funny.
Try like this. We're like the way I started with this was I started with the sarvarishe. So, like I said, when the Lord of the Night
is shining,
and then I took all these little. When the Lord of the Night is shining, it's like all these other things are happening.
Oh.
So it's as if the sky is smeared with sandal, and like the quarters are covered with white flowers. It's like that. So there's all these things that it's like, and that's there's just listing these things.
Oh, okay. And so then the third one is that the shirin akshalate.
Right.
Is some, what is the earth? The earth is washed by milk.
Yeah.
Of course, with milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was so.
No,
painful.
That's great.
Can you?
That was a lot.
Either one of you just explain to me the Sharvari Shave Virajati. What kind of construction is that?
It's an app.
Is it?
No, that's an instrumental Sharvari Shave. It's not an absolute locative, is it?
I think it is.
Absolute locative, then.
Now, how do we know that it's an absolute locative? Is it because the verb comes right after it? Or
Usually, this is the absolute locative, but first thing, Virajati, is in the present tense, right?
Okay.
It's not, they're using a present participle for it. And this present participle is in the locative, so it means wow.
So Virajati is actually locative, it's not the Tita Anti of.
No. This is a trick.
My bad. Okay.
This is the locative singular of a present participle, Virajat. Yeah, so it means reigning, ruling, or shining.
So
Virajat
is a
shining. And wind means in the sense of wow.
Okay.
If you use a present participle, it shows simultaneous action.
Okay.
So while the moon is shining, the earth appears as though covered with milk or washed with milk.
So sorry, Carol, can you say that again when you use a
When you use a present participle in the absolute locative construction, it shows simultaneous action. So while this is happening, this is happening.
But where is the present participle here?
So
Virajat.
Virajat. How do we know?
Isn't that a PPP?
No, Virajat is a present participle.
I thought that
was.
Oh!
How would I have known that? I just thought it was a normal present.
It looks exactly. You have to be ready for it.
Oh.
You have to be ready for it. If you see something that looks like a nominative singular.
That's right.
If it looks,
in the locative, I remember that rule. You have to watch
same.
Out.
You have to watch
when
out.
You look at something that looks like
a third person singular.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it is, Virajati.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. But it's also a present participle
that's
is a locative singular, so you have to make a note of that.
Oh, yeah.
And if you see the Sharvari Shay, Virajati, there you have the potential. Potentially, you have two locatives, and that would be an absolute locative.
God. This all shit.
Now, when they use a present participle, like say we viraj, what would be? It would probably be virajita, virajite. That would be the past passive participle. But this is virajat. That's a present participle. And so when you have a absolute locative construction using the present participle, it's simultaneous action. Wow. If it's the past participle, it's sequential action. First this happened, then that.
Yeah.
And then the other thing to remember about for recognizing an absolute locative construction is that the subject of the two clauses will be different. So here the subject of the absolute locative clause is the moon.
Yeah.
And then the subject of the other is, well, there's three subjects.
Right.
Dhyaho, Dishaha,
right.
And Urvi.
Okay.
Okay. So the absolute locative has to have a different subject than the main verb, the subject of the main verb.
Okay, yeah. So that
so you translated it correctly, but you didn't recognize the principle.
And the answer key, wherever I have it, says shining. And that was a question I had. I was like, well, why is this shining?
When the Lord of the Moon is shining,
yeah.
It appears to be.
That's the present participle.
What I was doing was when the Lord of the Night shines.
Shined.
Right.
Yeah,
that would be okay,
present.
But when you say when is it going to be the subject?
That's right.
Right?
That's
if you say when the Lord shines, you could say that.
Yeah.
And that's still an absolute locative construction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have to, you can say when in English, you can say when, but it has to show, the sense has to be simultaneous action.
So why is Virajavan not the present?
Because it's not Atmanepada. Atmanepada has mana.
Yeah, and so Viraja.
Parasmaipada has at. Like gachat. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Virajamana is so much easier to.
And so a locative absolute will always either have a PPP or a PAP
mm-hmm.
because it's going on simultaneously with...
Or sequentially.
Okay.
Well, it would be sequential if it's past and simultaneous if it's present participle.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay, good. And then, so we will never see, it will never be just a regular present.
Not a verb.
Not the verb. Okay.
Not an absolute locative construction. It's either present participle.
Well, it can't have a verb because it has to be locative. So verb can't be locative, right?
Right.
Right.
Verb can't be locative.
But like, for example, you know, if we were just coming across a sentence again, when we look at virajati, that looks like present third person singular.
Yes.
That's where my mind would naturally go to that.
Right. Right.
But then, if I see this locative here, and I might say, perhaps this is a locative absolute, and then I could then look at that and say, oh, it's declined. I mean, it's conjugated the same way or whatever, and then...
Well,
I would have to make that choice if I was going to go with the locative absolute here.
But if you didn't go with the locative absolute, then the virajati needs a subject. It needs a nominative.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then
the night is not in the nominative. That's right.
The sun, the moon is not in the nominative. So you'd have to go over to Urvi.
Urvi. Right.
How would that make sense?
No.
Right. And then what would you do with, you
is
know,
Urvi not the nominative singular?
Yeah, it is.
It
but
is.
Do you want to say the earth rules or shines on the moon?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
Right.
So virajati, because sarvarishe virajati, if virajati were to be taken in present yatita anti form, then sarvarishe, right.
Okay. You need a subject.
I'm understanding this better than I ever have.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
Chandanaihi charchiteva.
Chandanaihi
charchiteva.
Dwauhu.
Dwauhu.
Dishaha.
Dishaha.
Then kashaihi iva shritaha.
Kashaihi iva shritaha.
Kshirena.
Kshirena.
Kshalateva.
Kshalateva.
Urvi.
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 Sharvarishe.
Sharvarishe.
Virajati.
Virajati. You know, you can also practice chanting this, like Chandanais Charchiteva.
It's not cleaning day today, is it?
Chandanais Charchiteva.
Oh.
Chandanais Charchiteva. Vajyahu. Dishakashayri Vashritaha. Shirena Kshalite Vurvi. Kshalite Vurvi. Charvarishe Virajati.
Wow.
These all have raw Artaraga.
Oh.
And so, yeah, all of them.
Wow.
And so, because they're shlokas.
From where?
I'd have to look it up. It could be from the Ramayana or the Mahabharata. I don't know where they're from. There's a lot of different places you can take them from, you know. But you might practice, for just a reading, practice chanting them. We have one more. Let's do one more before we take a little break.
Okay, hold on one second.
We only have one more.
I had to write one last thing down about the locative absolute so I can get it remembered. So it's number 30. Oh, yes.
I just want to keep outside, make sure.
It's
not
Friday, and it was last Friday.
Okay.
And then the other side of the street is Tuesday. So they must be just nearby.
Yeah,
Yatha Amisham Matsyaihi
Jale.
What?
Jale.
Oh, sorry, I'm totally on the wrong. What did I do?
Jale.
Okay, sorry. Yatha Amisham Jale Matsyaihi Bakshate Swapadaihi Puvi Akashe Pakshibhi cha eva tatha sarvatra vitravan.
Vitavan.
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 Yatha, in which manner, abhisham. Abhisham is means flesh or bait. And it is in the nominative here. Jale is water in locative singular. Matsyahi, instrumental plural for fish, fishes. Bakshate is from baksh, which is a 10th guna verb, and it means to eat or devour, and it is present third person singular,
nominative. Passive.
It's passive.
Ooh. Oh, with a ya and the atmane
buddha. But it's tenth. Doesn't tenth have a ya?
Yeah.
Oh, it's aya.
Bakshaya.
Oh, yeah, well, and it's, that makes more sense. Is eaten or is devoured.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So it's passive. These subtleties now I might be able to start picking up on. Swapadaihi is, I just said predators.
Swapadaihi.
I said predators for these.
Or animals, yeah.
Beasts, they, yeah. I don't know what, instrumental plural, animals.
Mm-hmm.
Bhuvi is earth.
Right, it's the same one we saw.
Yeah, in locative singular, on earth. Mm-hmm. And that's the irregular here,
mm-hmm.
which we went over already. And then akashe is locative singular, sky. Pakshibhi is from pakshin. Pakshin, which is instrumental plural, and that's birds. Then we have cha eva and tata in that manner. Sarvatra, everywhere, which is an indeclinable. And vitavan, which is from vitavat, and it's a wealthy man, it's nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, in which manner flesh is devoured or eaten by fishes in water, by predators on earth, and by birds in the sky. In that same manner, a wealthy man is devoured everywhere. He's eaten everywhere.
And with yata, tata, you can say just as similarly.
Okay.
In which manner, in that manner, that's also correct.
Okay.
I just want to give you some,
okay,
you know, choice.
All right.
That's good. I like these little aphorisms.
I know, they're good.
Yatha misham jale. Matsyahi bhakshyate. Swapdaihi bhuvi. Akashe. Pakshibhi chaiva. Tatha sarvatra vittavan.
Good. Let's take a break. Oh, wait a minute. Let's talk about... So, I won't be here next week. I'll be back east.
Oh.
I'm going to see Swamiji. But let's finish these sentences for our next time. And maybe you want to reread the chapter.
Yeah.
And then...
Numerals. Oh, numerals. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's good for me because I don't know my numbers.
I've never really spent a lot of time on numerals because... 1 to 10 or 1 to 20, you know. But we have to learn all of them now. Now the time has come.
How do we do that? Gosh, we're going to...